President Bush has selected a new head of the Central Intelligence Agency. He is Porter Goss, a Florida Republican who is currently the head of the House Intelligence Committee. In announcing his decision at the White House this morning, the president said Porter Goss's experience on Capitol Hill would serve him well at the CIA. NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly has been following the story. Porter Goss has served a long time in Congress. What else in his career might have caught the president's attention?
I think the main thing is he has impeccable credentials on the intelligence side. As you said, he's the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, has been for 7-8 years now. He is former Army intelligence and then actually worked at the CIA for a decade, served on two continents in the clandestine service. He's a Yale graduate, so he has that in common with the president. He will maybe have more of a challenge on the management side. We know Porter Goss has never run anything very big, certainly not an employee with, certainly not an organization with thousands and thousands of employees like the CIA, so that would pose a new challenge for him.
Now, there was talk about this possible appointment and that Porter Goss might face a confirmation fight in the Senate. Is he likely to be confirmed?
Well, we'll see. You have to suspect that the White House has sounded out key senators in advance of making this announcement and has determined that they think at least Goss will do okay. That said, several Senate Democrats have made clear that he will not necessarily get an easy ride. The top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, Jay Rockefeller, issued a statement this summer in which he didn't mention Goss by name, but this was at the sort of heat of speculation some weeks ago that the job might go to Goss, and Senator Rockefeller urged the president to find a nonpartisan CIA director and said, and I'm quoting, "the selection of a politician, any politician from either party, would be a mistake."
When Director George Tenet resigned last month, the White House actually did not seem in all that much of a hurry to name a successor. Why now such a quick decision?
Right. I think there's been a lot of debate about this, and we're told that the sort of initial thinking was, let's avoid having a bruising confirmation battle in the Senate and avoid having anything nasty that might come out in the process in the middle of an election season. I think, though, concern has mounted as evidence has accumulated that al-Qaeda may be planning something, may be planning a big attack, that something may be coming that's linked to the elections. And the question increasingly became, in these perilous times, can we afford to leave such a key job unfilled? And certainly the thinking was it wouldn't play well for President Bush's reelection chances if an attack were to come to pass and such a key job had not been filled because of worries about politics.
Now, the White House has embraced, in part, a key recommendation of the September 11th Commission, that is to create a new intelligence czar. How would that affect the job Goss is being nominated for just now?
It would affect it a great deal and in ways that still aren't clear, Renee. There is a growing sense of inevitability that there will be an intelligence czar, a director of national intelligence will be created. And at the end of the day, that would diminish the job of the CIA chief. At the moment, for example, the CIA director is the president's chief advisor on intelligence. The details of how a director of national intelligence, what kind of authorities they might have, are being worked out. But clearly, the CIA director would no longer be the president's chief advisor. So that makes things a little bit tricky. Porter Goss would be up for confirmation for a job that is changing in ways that that remain to be seen.
Thanks very much, NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly.